G'day folks, Damo here. Welcome to a Friday afternoon. Wanted to have a word about a couple of things. I'm outside at the moment just warming up the smoker. I'm going to have a go at doing a beef roast. So what I've done, I've got, and I'll talk a little bit about the recipe and other things in a moment, but what I've done, I've got a blade roast, and I've made up a rub called Jeff's Naked Rub, which I got from www.smoking-meat.com. The guy there that runs the site is a guy by the name of Jeff Phillips, and he is an absolute oracle on smoking. Really, there's hundreds and hundreds of pages of stuff there. Information on any kind of smoker you can think of. Just fantastic info. He also does, if anyone's interested, a smoking basics e-course, which comes as a PDF, but it also has an accompanying MP3. You don't really need the PDF. You can, I listen to it just as the MP3, and it's really interesting. It goes through everything from meat selection to, how to use different types of smokers, the basic principles, that sort of thing. Also on that, on his website, he sells a recipe for Jeff's Naked Rub, which is a basic sort of fairly spicy rub that you can use for beef, chicken, pretty much anything you like. He also does a recipe there for barbecue sauce, which I am going to try. Now, you have to buy those, but I was quite happy to pay the $18 for the two recipes, because at the moment there's a deal where you can get, if you pay the $18 for the recipes, you can also get the e-course for free, which is pretty good, and subscribe to his newsletter, which he puts out about every 2 or 3 weeks with different recipes. So if you're interested in having a go at this smoking lark, I'd suggest you jump on the website and have a look. So anyway, what I've done here, I have a beef or veal blade roast. I have coated it in Jeff's Naked Rub, and I have covered the top of it with slices of bacon. And I'm going to pop it in the smoker for about 3 hours, and then I'm going to take it out and do a few other things to it, which I will do in part two of this boo. But I just, because I found that website really useful, and I will point out I have no commercial affiliation or anything like that. It's just a resource that I came across and thought was really good because all of the information was accessible. So I thought I would talk about that in case anyone wants to have a look at it. And I'll come back in a second boo in about 3 hours' time, when I take this beef out of the smoker and talk about stage two of what will eventually be, hopefully, a very tender and tasty roast dinner at around 7 o'clock tonight. I'm also trying a different type of wood this time, and I was using a mixture of cherry and apple last time. This time I'm using mesquite and alderwood, so we'll see what happens. It certainly smells different. I'm just sort of waiting for to start producing smoke, which it's just about to do. So rather than waste any smoke, I will pause this, or stop this rather, and put the meat in. And I will talk to you again in about 3 hours or so when we do part two. Okay, bye for now.